death. We have got the Lord Mayor of the city of Torrington on our radio broadcast, who happens to be probably, as far as I'm concerned, the best sports writer that ever appeared here in Connecticut. Owen Canfield, former award-winning sports columnist and sports editor of the Hartford Courant.
Owen, good morning.
Dan, good morning to you. Hello, Brad.
Hello, hello, hello.
You sound great.
Be careful now or I'll declare martial law.
Look at Oh, my God.
Owen's in our Touchpoints Rehab interview chair. He's going to be Lord Mayor of Torrington on Monday. Owen, what does that honor feel like?
Well, it's just, well, it was a great surprise, and I'm just honored. What else can I say? I was surprised and honored.
You know, when you were with the Hartford Courant, all of your stories, all of them, had a certain, you didn't even have to put your name down. You just knew it was Owen Canfield, the way you wrote. And you know, you helped a lot of us. You really did. Every now and then, even in the sports section, you'd say something. I said, what's my name in there for? But you'd help people in our business. And that was one of your pluses. It was wonderful.
Well, thank you so much.
Owen, how many times did you win the Connecticut Sports Writer of the Year Award?
Seven times.
Wow, seven times. And your columns were, you were good, they were entertaining, you had a certain knack. What was your philosophy in writing the sports columns?
Well, I guess I just did my best and tried to entertain, and I was never much of a knocker. In other words, I'm not a guy to write, let's fire the coach. I just didn't do that. I found a lot of very human stories that I enjoyed writing.
You know, and another thing, too, just look at your family. Look at the sons that have really taken what you did and turning it into careers for themselves.
Well, it's true. I have two of them that are in the same business out in Oklahoma, matter of fact. One in Tulsa and one in Oklahoma City.
And, of course, they followed in your footsteps, to be sure. And, Owen, you're still writing today. Explain that to our audience.
Well, in 2008, I was sort of reached an agreement with the, you know, they couldn't, things were happening in the newspaper business, and they couldn't use me anymore. But the Register called me right away, Register Citizen in Torrington. And so, and asked me if I'd like to write for them, and I certainly agreed to that. And so I've been doing that ever since, and it's kind of nice because it's like, it was like coming home, you know. I started there in 1960.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, that's terrific. Owen, hang in there. We have a traffic report, and then we're going to be back with Owen Canfield, the Lord Mayor of Torrington, on Monday.
And one of the best sports writers ever in my book. 16 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, and let's check and see just how the Bumper to Bumper crowd are doing.
The Talk of Connecticut, Bouvier Insurance Traffic.
In Beacon Falls, Route 8 southbound is slow because of an accident. In Manchester, there's an accident on 384 westbound at exit 2. The right shoulder is closed. Delays on 84 West in Waterbury from exit 25 to 25A. Also on the eastbound side in Glastonbury, Route 2 westbound congested between exit 8 and 5A. I'm Gary Lee Horn.
It is 16 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock in the morning. Dan, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I just gave, for the people listening, I gave Brad a little inside information on Owen Canfield. He grew up a Cleveland Indians fan, didn't you, Owen?
Wow.
Indeed, yes. I sure did. I liked Bob Feller when I was a kid.
And they were great teams, those Indian teams, weren't they?
Very good teams, yes, yeah, indeed.
Yeah. Owen, it's incredible because you had so many great years at the Hartford Courant, and you started out under the legendary Bill Lee, and I know that there may be some in our audience who still remember Bill Lee. How about talking a bit about
him? With malice toward none.
That's right. That was what his column was called. And he sold the Hartford Current for 35 or 40 years. And I was lucky enough to... He interviewed me in 1965 and hired me. And so I worked for him for a number of years. And he was a great guy and of course, obvious, terrific talent. And... very good to me. He was like a father.
Wow.
He was like a second father. Oh. He and my father were two of a kind, I thought.
Now, and you did so many stories. You mentioned Bob Feller, and at the time he had the greatest fastball in baseball. What would you point out are your big ones, the ones that really... touched your heart?
Well, I don't know about touching my heart, but as far as big stories, I had a conversation, a long conversation, all by myself, at a camp in Winston with Muhammad Ali while he was under suspension. And that was one of my major stories. I saw Jack Nicklaus win the 1986 Masters at the age of 46. And, of course, the UConn, the Tate George shot down in Jersey, I think it was 1990, was an incredible thrill. And, yeah, I saw a good number of things, but I always found the best columns were, you might say, walking down the street, you know, just people, because you could really relate to them.
You know, it's interesting, Owen, because as you know, how the media has changed today, the proliferation of the media, the technology, it's everywhere, but people don't remember. I remember these days. Brad remembers these days. You got to this time of year, March, if you were a baseball fan, it's spring training. You looked forward to the columns from Bill Lee, who went down to Florida, from you when you used to go down to cover spring training.
Yep.
It was a big deal, wasn't it?
All the time.
Yeah, it was. And what a great assignment. Oh, my goodness. I had. I think I went to Florida three consecutive years. I think it was 78 and 79 and 1980, I believe. Yeah. Anyway, yes, that was a wonderful assignment. And, of course, March Madness, too.
Right.
My goodness.
Yeah.
As a one-year sports writer. Of course, those things are a lot of work, but they're very exciting.
Oh, and Brad and I had a conversation the other day on the air about Gordie Howe. What do you remember about Gordie Howe?
Well, look, he had a tremendous impact on the city of Hartford and on Connecticut, you know. And when he came to play for the Whalers with his two sons, that was his.
Okay.
That's what he wanted to do. He wanted to be on the ice with his two sons, Mark and Marty, and of course he was. And of course Mark was a heck of a player, and Gordy was still a good player when he was in his 50s. When you think about it, it's still my goodness, that's quite a thing. Hockey is not, that's not for sissies, you know. I mean, that's a man's game. Boy, he was something. He was a great guy, too.
Do you have any stories to relate about Gordy? You mentioned he was a great guy. Talk about that.
Well, he was very good with the press. By that time earlier, I'm told, when he was in Detroit, he could be a tough interview, but he was very good with us, you know, and very he knew who he was, and so he was he was just terrific. He was quite a figure in Hartford. I mean, he made when he got to the Whalers, he and Mark and Marty. Boy, that was an exciting time. My goodness. And, you know, it's not like I was his best friend, but I knew him pretty well, and he was certainly, he was good to me. He would answer questions and be available to you.
Well, that's also because of your style. I mean, that, I think this, for me anyway, and I knew you for a long time, you know, as a fan, And it was your style, too, when you made people feel as though you were their friend.
Well, that's, I guess, all. It wasn't anything intentional, really. In other words, I never wrote to say, here, I'm going to see if I can impress people with my style. I just told the stories, and it just worked for me. And it worked. It's still working. It's, over 55 years now I've been doing this.
Wow.
Wow.
And I think it's fair to say your goal was always to be fair. Would that be correct?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. That's certainly a very, that's a precept that all writers, sports writers, and all writers should follow. And my, I never figured myself as an expert. I was a reporter. And also I enjoyed my work immensely. So I would say that's correct. Yeah.
You know, and then of course, everybody admired your family. You had a great family, and you just mentioned a couple of your sons are in the sports business too. So it was really an all American story. I mean,
yeah,
your family.
Well, they're not in sports. My son Owen started as a sports writer, and so did Kevin. But they are general. Owen now writes editorials for the Oak, and Kevin covers city government for the Tulsa World.
So that's terrific. We're talking with Owen Canfield. Owen, great writer with the Hartford Courant, seven-time winner of the Connecticut Sports Writer of the Year Award. He now writes for the Register Citizen. You know, Owen, you were covering sports. You were at the Courant when the Hartford Whalers picked up and left. What do you remember about that period?
It was very traumatic. That's the only word for it. It was traumatic because... there were so many, but they had a wonderful following, you see, and people were so ardent about the Whalers, with the booster club and the fan club, and and it broke a lot of hearts when Mr. Carmanos moved them south.
And what people don't remember, Owen, because we see the success of the Hartford Yard Goats now, and it's a great thing, they don't remember, I like to remind them, that when the Hartford Courant had a Sunday magazine, you did a big front page feature story on why Hartford should get minor league baseball. That was years ago. Talk about that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're reminding me here of something. Larry Bloom was editor of that magazine, and he asked me about that. I used to, when Mike Peters, former mayor, the late Mike Peters was a fireman in Hartford, and he was a prominent guy who, and a great guy, my goodness, he and I were talking one day, and we were talking about wouldn't it be great if Hartford could have a minor league team, and so I started writing about that with Mike. Interviewing Mike and talking to Mike and so on. He had plans for this and plans for that, but it never came to fruition during that time. But you're right, I did write a big, story about how great it would be and things, how we could do it, we being the community, if we got a minor league team. Because there was a team, I think they were in Bristol then, the Bristol Red Sox, actually, and there were three teams in Connecticut.
That's right.
One in West Haven and Waterbury and Bristol, and then later New Britain. And I always thought, because I used to go to the Bristol games a lot, and later New Britain, I always thought, my gosh, here's the capital city just a few miles away. We ought to have a team. Of course, there's a lot of rules and so on that we have to get around, or at least the fix, so that we could have done that in Hartford. But it didn't happen, and finally it did happen, and look what happened.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You know, it's interesting, though. I still remember this piece to this day, Owen, because, as you mentioned, there were territorial rights. You just couldn't move a team into an area. And Joe Bouzas, who owned the Bristol Red Sox, you quoted him in the story as saying he didn't have a problem if Hartford had a team.
Yeah. Yeah, Joe was quite a character, wasn't he? Oh, God. Yeah, quite a guy. And, yeah, you're right. He I don't know. He would have had a method to fix that territorial thing, I'm sure. But as it turned out, of course, Hartford took the New Britain's team and relocated it. And, boy, I guess nobody can criticize that move after that first season.
I remember
it was so very successful and a beautiful, gorgeous ballpark too.
I remember when it first started. Dan and I used to get phone calls. You folks will never make it. It'll never go in Hartford. It'll never. And then all of a sudden, it explodes.
I know. It was wonderful.
So, Owen, before we let you go, talk about Monday. What do they have planned for you? What do you have planned for the city of Torrington?
Well, the first thing I'm going to do is open all the jails and let everybody out. you know what? It's just so much fun. At 10:30 or more, I'm going to raise the Irish flag, and then there's going to be a small ceremony in City Hall, and then there's the McArdle dancers are going to dance in the auditorium at City Hall, and then they're going to throw me out.
Boy, great having you with
terrific.
Us, honest to God.
Oh, thanks so much.
What fun it is to talk to you two. Congratulations on what you do for all of us. You got a wonderful program.
You're very kind. We'll talk again real soon. Thanks, Owen.
Okay, thank you.
You bet.
Take care.
Owen Canfield.
Yep.
There's only one.
That's right.
There's only one. Yeah. Thank God.
Senator Tony Huang, when we come back following the news.
Yeah, he got a haircut.
Yeah, well, he's going to get one. Yeah.